Today, we continue with lesson number 5 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Chulin. Today, we will begin the second perek of Maseches Chulin. We've gone away in the past few days from the topic of our Masechet, of our Masechta, which, of course, is the topic of Shechita, of slaughtering animals for ordinary consumption as opposed to consumption of the Beis HaMikdash. But we've gone off in all sorts of directions, to Masa Sheni, to Egla Arufa, to Kios Erev Shabbos. Now we return to the topic of Shechita. And basic anatomy in simplified terms, every animal, at least every animal, every mammal that's kosher, has two tubes in its body, an esophagus, which is the pipe for food, and a trachea, a food for air, for breathing. The latter is called the kone, the former is called the veshet. Hashochet echod ba'of, if a person takes a fowl, a bird, chicken or a duck or a turkey, and shechts but one of those simonim, only severs the trachea, the kone, or only severs the veshet, ushnayim babehema, or he severs the two simonim, the two organs in an animal, in a cow or a goat or a sheep, shechitoso kishera, the shechita is kosher. In other words, that's fine. That's all you need to do for the shechita of a mammal, is cut, is sever, according to the proper procedure, with the proper knife, proper personnel, etc., the two simonim. The word simon is used as one of these two organs. There's two simonim, kone and veshet, trachea and esophagus, and they both have to be severed in the case of behemoth. One, either one, has to be severed in the case of an oaf. Virubo shelechot komohu, if one severs only 65%, 55%, 51% of those simonim, one in the case of the oaf, two in the case of the behemoth, that's sufficient. Rove is sufficient. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda adds an additional requirement, ad sheyishchot es haveridin, that in the case of a bird, the Gemara explains Rabbi Yehuda's din is only only applies in the case of a bird, a chicken, a dove, etc. But he requires, besides shechting the simonim, the kone or veshet, one also has to sever, has to cut, even through piercing. It doesn't have to be done through the process of shechita, but even through piercing, the gide hatsavor, the veins or arteries in the neck. Often these are referred to as the carotid arteries. But whatever they're called in the terms of scientific physiology, there are two gidin, through tubes in the neck. The Gemara doesn't distinguish between nerves, veins, arteries, muscles. Anything which is long and narrow is called a gid, gimel yad yudalid, in the terminology of the Gemara. So the Gemara knew there were two gidim in the neck, both of which were full of blood, one to the left and one to the right of the kone and veshet, of the simonim. And in order to extract the blood from the bird which was shechted, which tended to be roasted in one piece without being cut up in any other way, Rabbi Yehuda required that the veridin, these arteries, also be shechted, or at least ripped open or pierced open, so that the blood would flow out of them. The Mishnah continues, Chatsi echod ba'of, if he's only severed half of one simon, 50% and not 51%, or ve'echod v'chetzi ba'behema, in the case of an animal, he severed one entirely and only 50% of the other, shechitaso pesula, the shechita is not posul. By the way, Tosfos adds that in the case of a bird, if he shechts 50% of both, in other words, he shechts 50% of the kone, of the bird. And 50% of the veshet of the bird, it's still possible. In the case of a bird, he must shech 51% of one of the simonim at least. In the case of an animal, he must shech 51% of each simon. Rov echad ba'of, rov shnayim bebehemo, shechitaso kishero. Puts it into words. If he shechs the 51% of either of the two simonim in the bird, or 51% of both of the simonim in the behema, the shechita is kosher. The Mishnah continues now, Mishnah Beis. Hashochet shnei roshin ke'echot. If a person lines up two animals, puts them one adjacent to the other, and shechs them both at the same time, shechitaso kashera. The shechita is kosher, and the Gemara explains that one may do that. One may shech shnei roshin ke'echot. In the case of shechita schulin, in the case of a non-temple, non-base hamigdash, non-kodeshim shechita. However, the Gemara explains that the language here is used, shechitoso kishera, which seems to indicate, well, if you did it, it's kosher, but you can't do it lechatchila. That's only in the case of shechting kodshim, of shechting animals for korbanos. There, lining up two animals, shnei roshim ke'echad, is not proper lechatchila. But in the case of ordinary shechita, you have this kind of an assembly line process, it's okay. Shnayim ochazin basakin v'shochatin. Two individuals, two people, two shochtim can get together with one long knife, even though one is, they're facing each other, one on the left side of the animal, one on the right side of the animal, they're facing each other. And what one does as a forward motion, the other is doing as a pulling toward him motion. One is doing a hoylocha, and the other is doing a havo. That's fine. That's kosher. Even if one is shechting frontally, one is shechting more toward the head of the animal, and the other is shechting standing positioned more toward the body, the trunk of the animal, either way, that's shechitason kasher. As long as they're skilled, they know what they're doing, that shechita is kosher. So we have finished Mishnah Beis, and in the process we have concluded lesson number 5 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Chulin.